WFP has announced it's going to reduce or suspend some of its activities in the Democratic Republic of Congo. I am Patrick Maigwa in Geneva. We're speaking to Elizabeth Bill, spokesperson for the World Food Programme in Geneva, on the situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo. What are these activities that you're going to suspend or reduce?
We are very worried about the fate of thousands of people who depends on food assistance in Democratic Republic of Congo. And we have received, unfortunately, only the half of the funding we need to continue our planned relief operation for the next 6 months. What does it mean? It means that over 500,000 food insecure displaced people, for instance, in North, South Kivu and Province Orientale, will be affected by this reduction of our activities of the food assistance. We will try to do our best to give to the most vulnerable as long as possible. But with the beginning of the month of December, we have $75 million funding shortfall. And we badly need this amount of money to continue our operation, not only toward the displaced people, but also towards 180,000 children who receive hot meals every day at school, and also lactating mother, pregnant women, and also in particular people who suffer from HIV/AIDS, who are under treatment. And you know that you cannot take a treatment on an empty stomach.
Are you scaling down your operations in the entire of DR Congo, or is it just sections of DR Congo where there is insecurity and displacement?
We will have to reduce our activities in the key provinces, the two Kivus, North and South Kivu, Province Orientale, Kasai. These places, of course, have seen conflict, violence, displacement. We are also trying to struggle against the violence for the women, for instance, the program who combine the psychological support and also food assistance for these women who unfortunately have suffered awful treatment and rape. It's very well known that this is a key problem inside DRC. And if we cannot continue our operation, it could also hamper the efforts by the international community to bring peace and stability to eastern DRC.
You say you require urgently $75 million. What if the money does not come? What would be the worst case scenario if you don't receive this money?
It would be a dramatic situation, because we will have to not only halve, but maybe stop some key programs, vital program for the population. For the kids, for instance, if they get a hot meal every day at school, maybe they will stop going to school. And this is a heartbreaking situation, and we hope we will not come to this end.
Is this the first time your operations in the Democratic Republic of Congo have suffered such a big shortfall, or does it occur frequently?
It occurs from time to time, but this time we've reached a breaking point. We are really on the edge. We already have some rations, some program, but we need this money urgently. It's a matter of life-saving assistance for the population. And that's why we alert the international community in North, South Kivu, Oriental provinces. 500,000 displaced people benefit from the food assistance, and we cannot let them down.
And what would be the impact of, you know, you completely scaling down or stopping your food distribution operations in these areas?
The impact would be that people will receive less, and step by step, less and less. We refuse to get to this point. That's why we call upon the international community to contribute as soon as possible to our operation in DRC. Donors must respond, because this is a matter of life-saving assistance for kids, for displaced people who have nothing, who suffer violence for decades. And this is of utmost importance.